Suicide of the West, an essay on the meaning and destiny of liberalism by James Burnham. I dedicate this book to all liberals of goodwill. Preface. This book is a book, and not a collection of articles, papers, or lectures. Some of the material from which it has been made had a first form as three lectures on American liberalism in theory and practice, that I gave as the 1959 Maurice Falk Lecture Series at Carnegie Institute of Technology. Considerably transmuted and grown during four intervening years, there next emerged a set of papers on liberalism as the ideology of Western suicide, that for six evenings at Princeton, early in 1963, suffered the slings and arrows of a Christian gauze seminar in criticism. So, in the third generation, this book. What frantic fit, quoth he, hath thus distraught thee, foolish man, so rash a doom to give? What justice ever other judgment taught, but he should die who merits not to live? None else to death this man despairing drive, but his own guilty mind deserving death. Is then unjust to each his due to give? Or let him die that loatheth living breath? Or let him die at ease that liveth here uneath? What if some little pain the passage have, that makes frail flesh to fear the bitter wave? Is not short pain well borne that brings long ease, and lays the soul to sleep in quiet grave? Sleep after toil, port after stormy seas, ease after war, death after life does greatly.